Concerns have been raised today about possible spy surveillance activity levelled against Australia by the Chinese Navy. A Chinese spy ship, understood to be fit with electronic and optical surveillance technology, radars and antennas, reportedly entered Australia's 200-kilometre exclusive economic zone off the coast of Darwin in August. Now, it is then understood to have sailed down the nation's eastern coast in close proximity to some of Australia's most critical military bases. Now, while there's no confirmation the ship was in Australian waters specifically to monitor classified intelligence, there were also no military exercises or war games taking place at the time. So the visit appeared strange to national security authorities. Now, to discuss what this could mean, Executive Director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Peter Jennings, joins me on the line now. Peter, great to have you back on 4BC Drive.
Thanks, Scott.
Now, this incident, it did seem very strange. Now, we have seen the Chinese there off the coast when we've been having war games. But in this case, there wasn't any of that kind of activity. So what is the suspicion about what they were doing?
Well, I think, probably the best explanation for why China is doing it at that time is simply because they have the capability. They've got a significant number now of these intelligence-gathering ships. And, of course, sending them around the place is a pretty clear signal that, hey, we're listening to you and we're interested in what's going on. So I imagine that, they would be using that electronic information gathering technology. They have to do things like go past the Williamtown Air Base near Newcastle and see what they can pick up by way of signals coming from a new Joint Strike Fighter, which has recently become operational in a squadron at Williamtown, plus a range of other high-tech aircraft that Australia maintains there. That would certainly have been a target of interest. And then they're really just going around to see whatever they can pick up and to be pretty clear that they're stooging around in our area, and Australia shouldn't forget that. So it's partly political, partly intelligence gathering, and all about just demonstrating the sort of growth of Chinese power.
So it's a bit of strutting their stuff in our waters then. How hard would it be for them to pick up that kind of intelligence? You say they're monitoring Williamtown Air Base. I actually lived there when I was a young kid because my dad was based there. He was in the military there, so I know it very well near Port Stephens there. But how hard would it be for their spy ship to be able to pick up those kind of signals?
Well, we wouldn't be making it easy for them, of course, but, their interest can even go to pretty prosaic things like being able to identify electronic signals of different aircraft jet engines to be able to identify one aircraft from another, or do the same with Australian ships that might have been operating in the region. And all of these things go into what's called combat libraries, so that boats can be equipped with the precise signals emanating from different platforms. And therefore, at some stage in the future, you might be able to use that to identify an aircraft type, one versus another, or one ship versus another. It's building this type of library of information that I think they're interested in, plus also giving their crews training at times when they might think Australia's guard is a little bit relaxed. We're not in a big exercise with the Americans, so perhaps we won't be applying the same degree of security around our use of communications. In other words, it's a bit opportunistic, but they're really just training their people and collecting whatever they can and storing it away for future use.
Now, I'm talking to the Executive Director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Peter Jennings. Peter, I mentioned that they went through Australia's exclusive economic zone off the coast of Darwin, then into Australian waters. What are the rules about that? Can they just sail in without anyone raising any concerns?
Pretty much the one thing they can't do is go inside the 12 nautical mile limit, which is Australian sovereign territory. And it seems clear that they didn't do that. That would be a violation if they did. They can certainly sail inside our 200-kilometre exclusive economic zone. That's not sovereign territory. It's an area to which we claim certain economic interests. And the government today has really been at some pains to say, well, that's fine. That's kind of like operating on the high seas. The reason they're taking that approach is because they would like China to allow the same concessions for Australian ships sailing through the South China Sea. The difference is, of course, that China no longer treats the South China Sea as international waters. They're claiming it's effectively under their sovereign control, a sort of a Chinese lake. So by saying what Scott Morrison was saying today, he's trying to make a point that we are behaving according to international law, and China is not in the South China Sea.
So what the bottom line is really is that we're likely to see more and more of these Chinese ships coming through our waters, whether there's a war games on or just, as I said, just strutting their stuff, showing that the Chinese saying that they're interested in our area and they can do it, and we just have to be on our guard.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think it's true to say we're never going to be able to have another significant exercise without there being Chinese intelligence gathering ships and aircraft nosing around. To be fair, I suppose we do it to them too. So it's kind of like every country that has the military means engages in this type of activity. What's a little different about China is that they just do it on such a scale and, you know, so consistently that, you know, their presence is going to look pretty overbearing. But I guess that's nothing new. And, you know, interesting that this boat apparently then went off to New Zealand. There's frankly no part of the planet where there isn't some Chinese interest attempting to be asserted by China's political or military presence. And yes, that is a feature of the future. It's certainly something that we have to understand in terms of how our own military operates. And we have to make sure that as best we can, we harden our communications and indeed any emissions in the electromagnetic spectrum so that we make it as difficult as we can for China to conduct this intelligence gathering work.
Peter Jennings, thanks for being on 4BC Drive this afternoon.
Thanks, Scott. It's my pleasure.